In Los Angeles, I'm Molly Wood, in for Kai Rizdahl. Labor Day marks the official end of summer and the unofficial kickoff of the holiday shopping season. And it might not be too early to jump on that shopping, because this year there's a wrinkle on the labor side. Retailers are having a hard time finding workers for their warehouses as unemployment drops and younger workers look for more desirable jobs. Marketplace's Nancy Marshall-Genzer has more.
Retailers like this Nordstrom Rack in downtown Washington are trying to get rid of their summer stuff. That's because they have to make room for all of the new stuff they've ordered for the holiday shopping season, which is now sitting in understaffed warehouses. It's hard for retailers to find forklift drivers and people to unload truckfuls of products.
If people are struggling right now to bring the stuff into the warehouse, then they're definitely going to have a problem when it comes to getting it out.
That's Frank Leo. He's a partner and retail strategist at Kurt Salmon. He says he's heard from a couple dozen major retailers who are scrambling to find warehouse workers. They'll need to double or even quadruple their warehouse staff over the next few months to send stuff to stores, but also to ship online orders. Leo says retailers tell him they're competing for workers who have lots of other job options, like Uber.
The younger workforce is more interested in working on their terms, doing something that they find to be more interesting than packing boxes in a warehouse.
Harry Katz is a professor of collective bargaining at Cornell University. He says employers got spoiled when the unemployment rate was high. He says now the market's changed.
The tightening that's occurred in the labor market requires employers to pay maybe $1 or $2 more and per hour to get the workers they need. But we're not talking about increases that require a doubling of pay.
Some retailers say they're already paying more and thinking about offering extra benefits like on-site childcare and mobile health clinics. The warehouse worker shortage could add up to big headaches for consumers who shop online, at least those like me who wait until the last minute. You just can't do that this year because it'll probably take shorthanded retailers longer to ship out your order. Yuri Wormser is an analyst at eMarketer. He says retailers need a cushion.
You might need more time. Instead of having 2 days shipping, you might need 4 days shipping or, you know, some 5 days shipping.
The good news? Wormser says more retailers will offer free shipping. I'm Nancy Marshall-Genzer for Marketplace.